It's actually a decision that I made a couple years ago that, looking into the future, that this would seem like a good time to retire, with some mixed emotions, to be honest with you, because I still enjoy what I do. I still think that I'm effective at it. There's still some things I want to get done, but I think the time is right after 30 years and 8 years as a chief to give somebody else the opportunity to take this department to even greater places.
You were in the national spotlight for probably the worst possible reason back in January for the Columbia Mall shooting, and you were the spokesman. You were seen around the nation. Did that experience have any impact on your decision to retire?
No, not at all. In fact, I think we get into this job, and I did 30 years ago because we have a real desire to help people and make the community better, and that day on January 25th, that mall shooting, that was certainly a challenge, but it was also certainly why, those of us that get into this job get into it. And so if anything, I think that going through that experience and that challenge, in some ways, it's going to make me miss doing this job even more, because that is kind of the things that we get into this line of work for.
What's been the biggest change in the Howard County Police Department over the last 30 years?
I think we could talk about, the more people we have, the more units, the more specialization. I think kind of the biggest thing that I see is just the greater expectations that are placed on police departments generally, and certainly here in Howard County now than ever before, and the way and the expectation that we have for ourselves to really look for some root causes. So rather than just going to domestic after domestic, can we partner with other agencies like HopeWorks here in Howard County, or Grassroots, or Mental Health Authority, and come up with some kind of more creative, longer lasting solutions rather than just sending our cops to the same places over and over and over again. So I think that level of the amount of service and the extent of the service that we're expected to provide, I think that's really been a big change. And we really kind of expand the scope of what we do.
Has the job gotten more demanding or gotten harder over the last 30 years?
Again, I think there's a lot more expectations on us in terms of doing more than just strict law enforcement, that we're much more of, kind of community problem solvers. Look, we're one of the few social service agencies that's open 24/7. So no matter what the problem is, people call us. So I think that has made it more difficult. And then I think the other thing that's been a challenge that maybe wasn't there 30 years ago was, with social media and with, iPhone cameras and things like that, the work that our officers do is under much more scrutiny than years ago.
What's next for Bill McMahon? What are you going to do after June, apart from, I imagine, spending more time with your family, catching up on sleep and those things?
I really really haven't given much thought to that. I mean, I think it's kind of unfair to the department and to the county that pays me to make sure that we're focused on the police department to really be looking for other jobs or anything. We still have another budget process to get through. There's still some things I want to get accomplished before June and help Major Gardner transition into this role. So, my focus really has been on just continuing to do my job. And, I think in July I'll still feel like I have something to offer, and we'll see what's out there that maybe somebody would like me to be involved in.